put the horse, connect him to the wagon.
Oh, you're talking about hitching him.
Oh.
Hitch up the horse.
I see. Okay.
I think you're talking about loading.
And when you're riding a horse from a wagon, the driver holds on to, what do you call those?
Lines.
Okay, is that the same thing when you're plowing with a horse? Do you have lines or is it something different?
Yeah, you got that one.
What about when you're riding on a horse?
You use your ring from the bridle.
Okay. Do you call those, do you have lines when you're riding on a horse or do you call that rein?
No, just rein. The piece that goes in the horse's mouth. They got rings on each side and there's a strap, leather strap facing to that and goes back over his head.
I see.
That's what you use when you're riding a horse.
I see. So what do you, when you're riding a horse on a saddle, what do you put your feet in?
In a saddle stirrup.
And the, let's see. If you're talking about two horses, okay, the you know, and you've got them on the wagon, the, what would you call the horse on the left? That'd be the nigh horse or near horse or anything like that?
They just double.
Do you have any special names for the left horse? Okay. And if you just had a short distance to go, we've just got a what?
Short distance.
Say you just got a little ways.
Mm-hmm.
You ever say a little piece?
A little piece. A lot of ways to say it.
What about if you got a long ways?
Small distance.
What if you got a big distance? What would you call that?
Well, I said a long ways.
Okay. And if when I get directions from you this morning to come over here to your house, and you were sure that I'd be able to find it, you'd say, you can find that anywhere?
No, I wouldn't say you find it where you couldn't find no one right here.
Okay. And if walking up the steps, I slipped and went this way, I would fall which way?
You're right.
What if I fell straight back? What would that be?
You fell backwards.
Okay. And if I fell the other way, that would be what?
Left.
The opposite of backwards.
Forward.
Okay. And if, one of anything. If you're talking about something, say someone asks you if one of your cows was sick. They said none. None of them are sick. And they're all healthy. So what would you say if I said to you, if I said one of your cows sick? How would you answer that?
I'd say, well, I didn't know. If I didn't.
Would you ever use the word nary? If you would use that? Like nary one?
No?
Okay. Let's see. If someone said you'd done something, if you didn't do it, if you hadn't done it, how would you tell them you did it?
So I just say I didn't do it.
You didn't do it? Okay. And let's see. When you, let's see, when you're plowing, okay. What do you call the trenches cut with a plow?
Furrows.